On Thursday's front page, the Supreme Court laid out new standards for plea bargains. The result is an expansion of court supervision over the criminal justice system. Here in New York, a draft of a state report says nearly 300,000 disabled and mentally ill people face a needless risk of harm. In some institutions the state supervises, there were nearly 120 abuse allegations for every 100 beds. And Tebow mania may be headed for New York. The Jets announced a trade for the Denver Broncos quarterback. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the Supreme Court expanded the rights of the accused in plea bargains. This came in a pair of 5-4 decisions that laid out new standards. The justices said defense lawyers must do a competent job of advising their clients when prosecutors offer easier sentences in return for a guilty plea. Times reporter Adam Liptak says the result will be wider judicial supervision of the criminal justice system. That's because about 95% of criminal convictions now come from guilty pleas. The two majority opinions in the case, both written by Justice Anthony Kennedy, have the potential to affect thousands of criminal cases. Justice Antonin Scalia was among the dissenters, calling the two decisions absurd. Also on Thursday's front page, European law enforcement officials say the 23-year-old suspect in the killing of 7 people represents what they consider the most likely terror threat. Mohamed Merah was a homegrown militant who identifies with Al-Qaeda but operates on his own. Jean-Louis Bruguière, who's an expert on European terrorism, says the new generation of Islamic terrorists operates on its own anger. Merah apparently became politicized in prison and traveled to Afghanistan and Pakistan after he got out. Merah reportedly told French police negotiators he was avenging the deaths of Palestinian children in Gaza by killing a rabbi and 3 Jewish children, along with 3 French soldiers in recent days. Here in New York, nearly 300,000 disabled and mentally ill people face a needless risk of harm. That's according to a draft of a state report. It cited conflicting regulations, lack of oversight, and even disagreements over what constitutes abuse. In 2010, there were nearly 120 abuse allegations for every 100 beds in institutions overseen by the State Office for Developmental Disabilities. Governor Andrew Cuomo commissioned the report after a Times investigation focused on abuse, neglect, and fraud in state-run institutions. Mitt Romney built on his victory in the Illinois primary by rolling out the endorsement of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Bush's support came in a statement that reflected the Romney campaign's message that the GOP is losing focus on its number one mission, which Romney sees as voting out President Obama. But if Romney was trying to choke off the oxygen to Rick Santorum's campaign, Romney's campaign inadvertently increased the flow. A senior aide to Romney went on CNN and seemed to suggest that by November, Romney would pivot away from his more conservative positions. Eric Fernstrom compared the fall campaign to an Etch-a-Sketch. He said you can shake it up and start all over again. Santorum immediately went on the attack. He said Romney couldn't be trusted as a conservative standard bearer. The NFL suspended New Orleans Saints coach Sean Payton for a year without pay. The reason was his role in the team's bounty program, which promised money to players for big hits against opponents. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell called the payouts totally unacceptable. The NFL also banned former Saints defensive coordinator Greg Williams for at least a year. Williams now has the same job with the St. Louis Rams. The Saints have been fined $500,000. They'll also lose their second-round draft picks this year and next. The league said discipline for the players involved in the bounties was still under review with the players' union. Tebow mania appears to be headed for New York. The Jets agreed to a trade for Tim Tebow, the popular but polarizing quarterback from the Denver Broncos. That could undermine Mark Sanchez. The deal still has to get approval from the NFL, and shortly after the Jets announced it came word, first reported by ESPN, that the Jets and the Broncos had a disagreement about money. Tebow became expendable for the Broncos when they signed Peyton Manning earlier in the week. Inside Thursday's Times, the UN Security Council delivered a diplomatic setback to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The Security Council unanimously approved efforts by former Secretary General Kofi Annan to negotiate a ceasefire. Annan also wants to funnel aid to victims in Syria. It was an unusual moment of unity for the Security Council. Russia and China had used their vetoes in the past to block previous resolutions on Syria. Top U.S. economic policymakers say Europe's sovereign debt crisis is less of a threat than it was. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said Europe's problems continue to weigh down economic growth, but they said the strain on the global financial system is eased. They said Europe's made progress toward assuring investors the euro is safe. Some voters suspect their congressmen go to Washington not just to serve their constituents, but to get rich. Now there's an encyclopedia of sorts that reinforces that. A nonprofit ethics group says the families of more than half the members of the House benefited financially one way or another. Here's just one example. Representative Ron Paul paid salaries or fees totaling more than $300,000 to six relatives, including his daughter's mother-in-law and his grandson-in-law. A spokesman says Paul did nothing inappropriate. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.